From tests to T20, William Hill InPlay Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Well, the T20 blast continues this week with the regional limited overs cricket tournament now well into its group stage. My name's John Gibby and I'm joined by cricket pundit James Butler to look ahead to this run of fixtures.
How good afternoon, good evening.
Fantastic. We'll start with the South Group, James, and we'll start with the game between Glamorgan and Surrey, one of the main fancies for this tournament, of course. Glamorgan 6-5, Surrey 4-6. Where do you see this one going?
I think this is a really interesting one, John, because this is the top two teams in the Southern Division as we speak. Glamorgan, top of the table, have really boxed above their weight so far. I actually wrote them off at the start of this competition. I didn't think they'd really invested in their side. And I thought there were bigger boys and bigger fish in the Southern Group that would kind of just brush them by the wayside. But Jack Rudolph and the South African has really led his team brilliantly so far during this tournament. Colin Ingram, the opener, has been fantastic as well. He's really making a name for himself as a T20 specialist. And they've just brought in David Miller as well, the South African middle order batsman, who's going to really solidify their middle order. He's already had previous experience playing for Yorkshire in the T20. Regular for his country in one day cricket. So Glamorgan are starting to look like the real deal, but I say that against a team like Surrey, who were second in the table and are really starting to motor in this competition. They've got, obviously, Kevin Peterson, who grabs all of the headlines, sometimes for all the wrong reasons. Aaron Finch, the Australian. Moses Enriquez, another Australian all-rounder. The Curran brothers. They've got plenty of firepower in that Surrey side, and I just think they're going to be too strong for Glamorgan there. This is a really key game for Glamorgan, because as you said in the intro there, we're getting into kind of like the middle of this competition now, and this is where you can really make a run for the quarterfinals. Glamorgan are kind of getting nosebleeds at the top of this table, and they'll think if they can beat Surrey, they've almost got three toes in the quarterfinals. That adds a little bit of pressure, because you go from being the underdogs in every game you go into to start being seen as being a real contender. And that changes the dynamic and changes the pressure going into a T20 game. So I'm going Surrey, because I just think their firepower at the top of the order, with the aforementioned Peterson, Finch, Enriquez, obviously Jason Roy in the side as well, just think they're going to be too strong for Glamorgan on Friday night. And 4-6 is a very, very decent price on them.
Well, James goes for Surrey to beat Glamorgan, 4-6, the price on that one, as he mentioned. And we move across then to the game in the South West between Gloucestershire and Hampshire. Gloucestershire 11-10 for this one, Hampshire 8-11, another one which is relatively tight in the betting. James, do you think it's going to work itself out like that on the pitch?
I don't. I think the compilers have got this one wrong. Hampshire, I can see why the compilers would like Hampshire, but they're fifth in the table. Gloucestershire are fourth. Hampshire have got the George Bailey is in as their overseas player. Shahid Afridi, who is obviously a massive force in one day cricket, but he's starting to get a little bit old, his old bum bum. I'd have this the other way around. So I think the value is on Gloucestershire, because Gloucestershire got some very, very good players in their side. Cameron Bancroft, the Australian, Michael Klinger opens the batting and scores runs all around the world in T20 cricket. Thasara Pereira, the South Sri Lankan all-rounder, has come into the side too. And Gloucestershire, under the guardianship of coach Richard Dawson, they are technically and tactically very, very good. I think Gloucestershire win this one. I think the price on them against the visitors, Hampshire, will be really good. I think, as we already said with Glamorgan, Gloucestershire are in fourth, Hampshire are in fifth. It's starting to get important. The top four go through to the quarterfinals. Gloucestershire can take a real stride forward towards the last four in this Southern Group in this game on Friday night.
Right, so Gloucestershire then for James and Nat's match as they take on Hampshire. And we move on to the final game taking place in the Southern Group on Friday, and that's the game between Sussex and Middlesex. Evens for Sussex to win this one, James. It's 4-5 for Middlesex to triumph. What do you think is going to happen?
You stumble on the last syllable of that word, don't you? I like Sussex and I like Middlesex in this tournament, and I am absolutely shocked to see these two in eighth and ninth position in the Southern Group. I really thought these two had title aspirations. It's not too late for them, but it's going to be too late unless they start winning games now. They can soon move up the table, but they have to start that move now. And I would never have thought we'd get to this stage and see this as the bottom of the table clash. You've got Ross Taylor, the Kiwi. You've got Jerome Taylor, the West Indian, playing for Sussex. Two very, very good overseas signings. You've got Luke Wright, who's played countless games for England in ODI and T20 cricket. Sussex at home are always a threat, but I'm going Middlesex here. I think the 4-5 on them is a real play. And they have Brennan McCullum in their side, who is yet to fire in the T20, but you don't keep a good man like him down very long. And I think at some stage, a team is going to really suffer for the fact that he hasn't yet really kind of hit the ground running. Daniel Vittori, the Kiwi, is in charge of Middlesex, and he's a really good coach and a specialist T20 coach. I think Middlesex start to make their move now. Whether they get into the top four, I don't know, but I think they win this one. The 4-5 on them, I think, is a very fair price and worth taking. And if you add that to the 11-10 of Gloucestershire and the 4-6 of Surrey, you get quite a nice little 5.3-1 treble there. And I think each of those three teams has every chance of landing that for you.
Well, it's a 5.3-1 treble for James Butler in the Southern Group on the T20 Blast this weekend, as Surrey, Gloucestershire and Middlesex are the picks.
And, John, before we sign off on this lovely piece of audio, we're going to record a separate piece of audio for the Northern Group, but my picks there were Leicestershire, Lancashire, Derbyshire and Yorkshire. If you want a sevenfold, and if you want to go big on Friday night in the T20, if you pick all of those seven teams, it's 57.18-1.
Well, James, thanks for your thoughts. The cricket guru, the cricket badger, for being alongside me for this one as we look ahead to the T20 Blast this weekend. And to hear James' picks on the Northern Group and for all the rest of the week's sport, keep it here with William Hill's In Play Radio.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.